Canadian wildfire smoke is back, leading to bad air quality for the Philadelphia region. As Susan Phillips reports from WHYY's Climate Desk, hundreds of wildfires burning in central and western Canada have made it the second worst wildfire season on record for our northern neighbor.
The smoke began drifting across the border last week, appearing as haze over the Delaware Valley on Monday. Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware environmental officials have all issued a Code Orange air quality alert, meaning higher ozone levels could make breathing difficult for infants, children, the elderly, and those with respiratory conditions. Officials advise those populations to limit outdoor activity. The smoke is expected to clear out of the entire region by Wednesday. From the Climate Desk, Susan Phillips, WHYY News.
Thousands of Philadelphia students who depend on SEPTA to get to school might have to find alternative transportation later this month. Major service cuts are set to take effect on August 24th. State Representative Jordan Harris joined other Philly area Democrats who rallied today to call for their Republican counterparts in the state Senate to approve funding for the cash-strapped transit agency.
There are far too many parents who are now wondering how their kids will get to school. There are far too many seniors wondering how they'll get to their doctor's appointment. And there's far too many Pennsylvanians wondering how they're going to get to work. And so this is not a crisis of our creating, and it doesn't need to be a crisis. This could all be fixed with getting back to Harrisburg and funding mass transit at the levels that are necessary.
SEPTA is looking for state funding to fill a more than $200 million budget shortfall. Without that, major service cuts will be put into effect. Checking sports, Phillies begin a three-game series at home against the Baltimore Orioles tonight. First pitch, 6:45. Jesus Luzardo gets the start for the Fightins. Baltimore will tap Cade Povich.